edition of WAKM Sports as WAKM presents the Game of the Week. The best in local high school basketball on WAKM and live streamed at WAKMWorldwide.com. Join WAKM Sports Director Stormy Mitchell as he brings you the play-by-play along with Garth Bolden with color commentary on tonight's Game of the Week. Brought to you by First Bank, Stroud's, Hewitt Brothers Auto Repair, Lewis Glass, Williamson Medical Center, Scott Murphy Farm Bureau, Gateway Tire, Matthews Team Sports, Discount Plumbing and Electric, The Church at West Franklin, Middle Tennessee Electric Membership Corporation, and the Williamson Herald. Now stand by as Stormy Mitchell brings you tonight's Game of the Week.
And good evening, everybody. Stormy Mitchell on Garth Bolden. We are at Centennial, the Cougar Den, right now where the starting lineups are being introduced. The Ravenwood Raptors going to take on the Centennial Cougars tonight. Garth, we're glad to be at Centennial. No girls game tonight due to some illnesses from the Raptors, and they've canceled that. But right now we're going to have the boys' action. It'll be our only game tonight. Coming out right now for the Centennial Cougars. First of all, number one, zero, Trayvon Barbary. Also number one, Patrick Garrett for the Cougars. New coach, Jeremy Moore from Laverne, former Independence coach back in 2012. Number 13, Luke Burnett trots out for the Cougars. Good-looking young man. He's a transfer in, sophomore, 5'11". Also number 15 for the Cougars, Luce Westmoreland. He's a senior. He's a guard at 6'3". Garth, guy like you, big 6'3 guards. And last but not least, number 20, Lincoln A. Holt. He is a sophomore, 6'5 forward, 6'5 about 240. This young man, they says, fall in love with working out, the weight room, and the Cougars. Garth, we're looking forward to seeing this new Cougar squad play tonight.
Yeah, Stormy, good to be here tonight. We had an opportunity to see Ravenwood last Friday night. We haven't seen Centennial thus far, but we've heard good things about them. They're quick, and they're well coached. We definitely know that.
Yeah.
So, you know, this should be a really good matchup. They'll get up and down the floor, that's for sure.
Well, obviously not a very big crowd due to limitations tonight, but we got a big crowd of people tuning in here on AM 950. Also, radio.net, worldwide radio.net. They're lining up the players. They're getting ready to do some jumping here. We're going to have, looks like number 25, Mulder against number 20 for the Cougars. That'll be A-Holt, and the Raptors pull it down. Here comes Dane across the timeline. Raptors in black tonight with red numerals, gold trim. Inside the motor, good spin move, nice off the glass. Good way to start, Garth.
Yeah, it was a good move by Mulder. He pump fake and pivoted around and made a really good shot. So Centennial opened up in a man. Both squads actually opening up in a man-to-man defense.
Cougars all white tonight with royal blue trim and navy blue shot, left-handed shot, no good. Rebound from three, no good. Three-point from Patrick Garrett. Good shot, though. Garrett's the only returning starter back. Good fast break. Matt Williams on the fast break. Good passing, Dane. And all of a sudden, the Patrick Whitlock led Raptors up 4-0.
Well, that was a really good outlet pass from Mulder to Dane, and Williams sprinted ahead. So really good outlet pass. And good job by the Raptors so far.
Hustle pays off a point for Ravenwood, and shot no good that time. Good defense by the Raptors. Millett on the drive. They're going to call in for. Whoa, blocking. I wasn't sure. Number 15 for the Cougars going to take that charge. That foul. Luke Westmoreland, senior, 6'3". Could have gone either way.
Stormy, the Raptors are playing quicker tonight than they did against the Bruins the other night.
You know, they kind of. And that free throw was good by Millett. They just didn't look like they had their usual swag. And I don't know if that's the Brentwood, I won't use the word curse, but formula or something. They just did not.
It's brick.
Yeah, that's like when that like a Mitchell shot there. It went low and left off the bottom of the rim. 5-0 at 6:40 mark. First quarter action from Centennial. Got Garth here from Gateway Tire. I bought 28 sets of tires. My son's bringing his car in next week. Timing belt issue, so Take care of Matt.
Got you covered.
Long shot from three-pointer. Rimmed out. That's Barbary. Had it, went down and spit it back out. Here comes the Raptors quickly going from right to left on your radio dial in black tonight with red trim. Shot from as Mulder, three-pointer, rebound, ripped out of the air. Look at the hustle. Balamuno back to Williams. Back rim. Foul's call. Who they going to get this time?
That should be on Ravenwood.
Probably on number 10. Let's see. But my guess is, I was correct for a change. Number 10, Andrew Lamuno is the guard, 6 foot junior. Played pretty well last week. First time we saw him. Tough assignment against the Bruins anytime you got to go Brentwood, Ravenwood.
Stormy, I'll say this again. Ravenwood's just flat quicker right now than Centennial.
I am almost shocked at that. They are really showing some intensity. Patrick Whitlock has the Raptors' defense geared up. And an errant throw. Two Cougars, one spot. They looked at each other. The ball went between them. Going the other way. Here goes Nick Dang. He's picked up by Garrett. Garrett's been starter for 4 years for the Cougars. Never underestimate him. He can play defense and can light it up. Matter of fact, his defensive pressure is really improved. He's all over Dane. They push it back out down the right wing. Boulder top the circle. They get it in to Williams. Millett starts it back over from the right wing. Down the 5 minute mark. Baseline drive.
Oh,
soft
move.
Good body language that time.
Good body control.
Control.
The defender was set, and he avoided the charge there.
Beautiful play. Jake Mulder, 6'5", junior. Garth, he did go up, changed directions in midair. Didn't know he had it in him. Westmoreland kicks it back down the wing out to Burnett. Garrett for three. Rimmed it out. The Cougars, they just can't buy one. Got the lid on it. Down 7-0. Also, notoriously bad start here. Bang throws it out front. It saved Balamuno. Down the right wing, they get it going.
Oh, he had a spin move open.
He did. He didn't take it. Thought he was going to go to the baseline. Pass around down the wing. Nice basket. Dang uses his body. Left hand off the glass. It's 9-0. Raptors come out in a blitz streak at the 420 mark. Garth, let's keep it here. Your thoughts?
Well, I'm really impressed with how the Raptors are coming out with a sense of urgency tonight. I mean, much different than they looked against Brentwood the other night.
That's what I was looking for.
Their ball movement much more crisp. They're running the floor better. Defensively, they're playing the passing lanes. They've had two turnovers thus far by the defense jumping the passing lane. So, you know what? Defense leads to offense, and Centennial just can't buy a basket right now. So that's part of the problem.
How much in the fact that Centennial's had I've had seven coaches in 6 years?
Well, anytime you have that, it's a culture change, and we've witnessed that for the last several years.
Right.
There's been talent.
Barbary rims out of three, went down and came back. The third one has done that. Go ahead, Paul.
They've had the talent. They've just they've not had the that's on Williams. They just haven't played well together. Continuity. This will take a little while.
I agree. Good move in the paint. Spin move, soft touch. Number 20 on the hook shot. Lincoln Aholt, sophomore. 6'5", they say his growth spurt has yet to finish. Boy, he takes a charge and he pops right back up. And finally called traveling on the Raptors. They said Aholt projected 6'9 as he finished growing. Garth, some of them stopped growing at 12 years old.
Number 20?
Yeah.
6'9 is what they're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Growth plate. Not good and close, they said. All right. Here come the Cougars going from left to right in white tonight. Royal blue and navy blue numbers and trims. Patrick Garrett,
there's another.
Looking the wrong way. It's stolen. Going hard to Lamuno. Goes up. Draws a foul, gets a basket, and one. Boy, that's a three-point basket the old-fashioned way, is steal a basket.
Now, that was all defense right there.
Hustle. Hustle. I love that your comment earlier. When you said they're playing with a sense of urgency, I agree. You've got to get Centennial down. But Centennial's no choice for starting slow, but coming back. So far, 11-2 doesn't look good so far. Missed a free throw. 11-2 is the score, the 3-12 mark. Shout out to David Hughes and Dr. Thomas Patrick Hughes, brothers from a different mother. Listen on AM 950 via radio.net. Couple subs for the Cougars. Spin move inside off the glass. Get a good roll. They can't buy one. They're shooting.
Good hustle.
Yeah, good hustle by number 11. Nelson off the bench. The Cougars, you can tell when you're shooting with confidence and you're shooting a tentative shot, and they've been tentative. Little kids coming in front of us, 44.
Well, he was fun to watch the other night.
Noah Clifford averaged about 11.5 points a ball game. He is 6'5", about 260, and he's light on his feet. Young man is quick. We're going to have fun talking about him. Inside the boulder, up softly, hook shot, can't get it to go. Rebound over the back, it's Nelson for the foul. Over the back. Good position that time.
Yeah, Bonga had really good position on that on the offensive rebound.
And round of applause from the Raptor faithful. Mulder comes out. Noah Clifford in, and he's handling the ball. Makes a spin move. Goes up. Lord have mercy. And went in and out. You've seen a guy stick.
Good move.
6'5", 260, make a move like that before. And driving the basket, drawing the foul. Looks like the Cougars are starting to play with a sense of urgency right now. Patrick Garrett, like I said, the only returning starter.
Well, they've got to pick it up or it's going to be a quick trip to the showers.
Yes. 2-2-2 left, first quarter action. 11-2 is our score. Cougars got to get over this first quarter. Slow down. First one is good. Check it in for the Cougars is number 3. That's Malachi Pointer. We've seen him play. We know he's ever so quick. Also in for Centennial's 33, Matthew Joyner. So they basically got 1, 2, 3 subs in so far. Rimmed it out. Man, this ball went down, spit it out. Rebound, guess who? Clifford. Quickly, Lamuno down the left wing for the Raptors. Trevor Andrews is also in, quarterback for the Raptors. He's getting over a hamstring injury, and he's getting a little more playing time. Good move, ball moving out front. Bonga is checked in, number 15. Shot from downtown. Nick Dang, front rim, can't get it to go. And Noah Clifford raises his hand, says, I got it. I mugged him. He's just smiling. That kid, does he ever stop smiling?
Well, I don't know. He's got some sunshiny shoes on tonight, that's for sure. Very, very colorful.
Very colorful. He's got red laces in one and gold in the other. Those are, what are those?
I don't know.
You're the shoe guy, man.
Yeah,
You're the shoe expert. You don't know. Come on.
I don't know.
You're slipping on us. You're slipping, son. Nelson out from the Cougars to Garrett. Got it.
A shoe I wouldn't wear, so I couldn't tell you.
Well, you made fun of mine in the past. Well,
I know.
I'm not.
Well, they're a little more stylish than what you wear.
Oh, come on. Here comes. Good ball moving back out front. Pointer down the wing. Also went for the Cougars. It's 23. That's Bussing. Matthew Bussing. Pointer back to Bussing for 3. Back rim. No good. Rebound. Nelson. Cougars kick it out front. Reload. Down to 116. Trailing 11-3. Cold start for the Cougars.
Well, they've got that's the second foul on Clifford.
Clifford picks up two. He's leaning on number 20, and they're pretty good. That's Lincoln Aholt, the sophomore, the 6'5 sophomore. And he's still grinning. He got two fouls in 1 minute. Mulder comes back in. He's still grinning, though. Got to give that to him. Garrett drives it to paint, kicks it out. The Bussing drives in, tries to split two defenders, and take your pick on that one. I'm going to call Dang or Andrews. It will be on Nick Dang. Excellent soccer player. Boy, he is really filled out and grown into that body. Remember when he was a freshman?
Mm-hmm.
Looked like a couple of toothpicks run down there. And he's like he could play quarterback, big as he is. Free throw is good. 11-4 is our score. 23 has got his first basket tonight. It's Matthew Bustin, Jr., 5'10 guard for the Cougars. You know what's different this year? You know, the shorts are shorter and tighter. They don't have those long, big, baggy things.
Centennial, you're definitely right. They've got the shorter ones on for sure.
I made them both. 11-5, creeping back. First quarter action, minute to go. We're at the Cougar Den here. Centennial just down the street in Gateway Tire, almost walking distance, Gar.
Yeah, it is. A little cold tonight, though.
Oh, breezy. Oh, baseline drive. Lamuno blocking is going to be called on Barbary. Junior.
That was clean right there, though.
I agree. Barbary second. Transfer in. They just moved to the area. To the line is Lamuno for two. And another Mitchell free throw.
He's 0 for 2. 0 for.
He shoots them like I do. Clang and bang. Yep. He's got Mitchell written all over him. Missed the second one. Here come the Cougars under 40 seconds. Garrett drives in the paint. Saw floater. Good.
Nice pull up.
Shot. No tentative. Shot with confidence. 11-7. Creeping back. 38 seconds left. At one time, it was 11-2. Five straight points by the Cougars. Raptors going for the last shot down to 28 seconds. Bonner way up front, double team in the Mulder. A three-pointer from downtown. Pulled the trigger. Number 14, Owen Grismore, 6'2 senior. Didn't see him sneak in. Three-pointer from about 22 feet with 11 seconds left. Garrett in front of him was picked up by Lamuno down the right wing. It's busting. We got in the 4 seconds. Garrett drives in, kicks it back. Three-pointer.
Ooh, that had a good
look. Barbary had a good look. Front rim softly rolled around, but no good. Bud, let's take 1 minute. Our score after one. Raptors 14, Cougars 7. Let's come back from the second quarter action. Here on AM 950.
It's football time in Tennessee, and right here in Williamson County, you can feed a family of four at Stroud's Barbecue. That includes 1 pound of pork or pulled chicken, buns, and a pint of side item. Throw in a half gallon of tea or lemonade, and that's the Pooch Punch Special. Football time means barbecue time. Barbecue time means Stroud's Barbecue time. And remember, ribs on the weekend, one of my favorites. And now, serving pulled chicken. 615-595-0200. That's Stroud's Barbecue.
When you need auto repair, you want a shop that offers reliable and affordable services. Puett Brothers Tune and Tire Service is here to help. Their services include brakes, electrical, computer diagnostics, timing belts, tune-ups, transmission repairs, oil changes, tire service, and more. They service both foreign and domestic cars. The ASE-certified techs at Puett Brothers will get the job done right the first time. Puett Brothers Tune and Tire Service, 112 Alpha Drive.
Back, the Raptors came out with this guard said playing with a very determined sense of urgency up 14-7, up at one time 11-2, and the Cougars fall back. Shout out to my bride, Jill. She is in Graham, Washington tonight, and Petra and Cassie, her granddaughters, are listening here on radio.net. Also, Rich and Nicole there in the background. Hope y'all enjoying the broadcast. We miss seeing y'all tonight. Thank you for tuning in. Long shot from Grismore. No good. Rebound. Here come the Cougars at the 7:37 mark, trailing 14-7. Bucking gets it to the timeline. Cross. Gets it to Nelson. Nelson down the right wing looking inside. And ball is a little soccer kick out of bounds. Cougars will get it down the right wing.
Too much dribbling. Centennial's got to move the ball quicker around the horn for an open look. If they'll reverse it quicker, they'll have an open three.
Burnett just moved the area. He's starting. Well, gets Garrett. Good spin move. Goes in. Walk. He took. I don't go far on vacation. Took about six steps. 7:22 to go. 14-7 is our score.
Well, the car started rolling right there before the engine was started.
Well, isn't that what you used to do when you had to jump those little old Volkswagen of mine? You had to push it, get it, pop the clutch. Nice move inside.
Bonga
goes inside. Soft floater. I mean, just soft. It kissed it so softly. 16-7, up 9.
I don't know if that kid plays football, but he's a good-looking athlete.
He ought to be playing. He could look like he could play a multitude of sports. Ball's kicked out of bounds. Still Raptor ball. It's amazing, these young men.
Stormer, we've got the father of the Erickson busload next to us tonight.
Well, he
you want to guess how many Ericssons there are in the bus?
I can't count that high. Come on, Garth, don't make me do math on the air in front of people. That's not fair.
Rick, is it 6 or 7? 6.
Wow. Griff, Mulder from the corner nails that one.
Is that a 2?
I think they gave him 3.
Well, I don't know, Rick.
16-7, half 19. I'd say that's 3.
Rick about made me fall out of my chair over here.
I'll tell you what, we have enjoyed watching the Erickson family play for, I guess, decades.
There
shot
it is.
From the corner, busting for 3. Raptors still in at 19-10, the 6-minute mark. Sorry we didn't get to watch Lexi play tonight. Been watching her for 4 years. Can you name all 6 of them, Gar? Think about that halftime.
No, I can't name them all, no.
Trevor Andrews off the glass, no good rebound, pulled out of the air by the Cougars.
I've seen several of them grow up, though, I'll say that.
We have both have. Nelson for 3.
Ooh,
in and out. Those rims are unforgiving. At least on that end. Raptors quickly down. Mulder on the baseline drive. Goes up under the basket. Up and under. Nice move. 21-10. Use the glass. Use his body. Kissed it softly at the 5:20 mark. Matt Williams coming back in for the Raptors. Here comes quickly down the court for the Cougars. Is number 13. That's Burnett. Nelson on the drive in the paint. Double team. Kicks it back out. Garrett's picked up out front. Clock down to right at 5:05 before halftime. Stay tuned. Matt Kreisky and I are going to go. We're going to pull off the gloves. We're going at it. Boy, he and I have a lot of fun. You're going to love Matt Kreisky, AD here at Centennial.
Ooh.
Whoa. Pat Garrett using a little body slam. And Trevor Andrews got hit harder on that play than it all football season. Look at it. Look at it. Look around and go, what
are
you
doing
that for?
Well, this basketball floor just as hard as the ground when you get tackled in football pads.
Oh, it's a lot harder. Ain't no pads out there tonight. That hardwood is, it's not softwood, it's hardwood, right? Cougars picked up the dribble too soon down the baseline, kick it out front. Burnett's picked up out front by Bonga. Bonga's really quick kid. Spin move goes up off the glass, can't get it to go. Mulder's defense tonight has really been tenacious. Here come the Raptors up 11 at the 4:20 mark. Bonga down the wing, good double move, kicks it back, step back, 3-point in and out. Rebound, fall four, and still on the ground. Mulder gets his own rebound.
Good hustle.
That way he just really wanted that effort. Effort you bring with you or you don't have it at all. Bonga drives, left wing cut off. Mulder goes in, soft floater. Blocking called on Centennial. They don't like the call.
The 20. That's Lincoln Ahole.
Sophomore? Doesn't look like a sophomore, does he? Body-wise.
No, he really doesn't.
Jeremy Moore says he has fallen in love with basketball and the weight room. He said for a sophomore, those two pretty good combinations. Mulder is on fire tonight.
Mulder's impressive tonight. I'm not going to lie to you. Playing with a little chip on his shoulder. I like that.
I do too. Joiner 33 in for the Cougars.
Missed that. Left the line too early.
Yeah, we talked about him too nice and he missed it. 22-10. Joiner gets the rebound for Cougars. I said they're going left to right tonight. Oh, good pass inside. Whoa. Got a lot of body on Joyner. Joyner looked back like, come on, Mr. Ref. No call. Spin move on the line. Williams goes up, fakes. Soft, nice touch. Matt Williams. He needs that boy some Nashville pizza. Put on about 25 pounds. He slices and dices in the paint. 3:34 halftime, 24-10. Cougars gone cold again. Only 3 points this quarter. Drives Barbary, kicks it out.
There's
front.
A shooter right there.
Yeah, wide open. No good. Can't get it. Bustling on the three. Back rim, front rim. They got the rim covered, but down. Ooh, what are they going to call this time?
Charge.
Okay. Joyner goes, I took one for the team there. Number two, Miles Pollard. You got to watch him. You remember that name, Miles Pollard. Plays cornerback for the Raptors in football. And if you go look for highlights, for hits for the year, he probably has one of the top five against IMG.
What year is he? Is he a senior?
He is just a junior.
Coach Hester's going to love having him.
Yeah, Barbary for three. Downtown, good. 24-13, broke the ice. He's already got about 15 D1 offers. Kidkin, he is tenacious. Going into that body. Longer drives in the paint, kicks it back out. Williams baseline jumper, drilled it. Three-pointer, I mean, that's Garth Bolden range right there. 27-13.
Well, Ravenwood's playing a totally different ball game tonight than they did against Brentwood.
They look like a different team. They look like a different team. The Moon about to check in. There, behind the back, drives in. Good pass. Look, beautiful dish. I mean, in traffic to Joyner. Joyner said, I got it. 27-15. Good ball movement. Williams had the backdoor cut. Pollard back up, jump. Whoa. Miles Pollard, number two. The junior drills a fallaway jumper. Top of the key.
That was a two.
29-15 with a 1:45 to go. Barbary on the drive down the left wing. Kicks it back to Garrett. Long three. 90. Has he got a point tonight, Garrett?
Three. One free throw and one bucket.
Okay. He's been quiet. Mulder. Drew a long one. No good. Rebound. Barbary comes for the Cougars. Cross the timeout at the 1:25 mark. He
walked.
He hopped, skipped, jumped, skidded, tripped, dribbled, got caught. Trevor Andrews back in. Trevor Andrews did a really nice job this year as quarterback under some.
Yeah, very, very silent. He was our player of the week, I think. One of his first few weeks.
Great leader.
Good job.
Great leader. Just played hard. Good pass into Williams in the paint. Kicks it out. Lamuno for three. Whoa.
Didn't have any turnovers at the beginning of the season for the first several games. And I don't remember who they were playing, but ended up with four turnovers in that game. I mean, so he made up real quick for not having those turnovers.
I think that was IMG. Of course, IMG is one of the top three best teams in the nation.
Oh, yeah.
So, line. Is Lamuno for three. Got that one.
He got that one.
All right. We got a free throw shooting lesson from his coach. 30-15, 1:05 to go before halftime. Y'all stay tuned. Matt Christy is going to be our special guest. That one rattled around.
One for four.
Second one, third one on the way, two out of three, 66.7%.
Very good song by Meatloaf.
Excellent song by Meatloaf. Great album.
Swing the ball.
And whistle blows as they get inside to a new player for Centennial, 25. Speaking of good looking athletes, Chase Thomas, senior, 6'3 forward. Wow. Where was he in football this year? Lord have mercy. So the line is first one. Nope. Back rim. Cougars just off tonight. Boy, LaMuno quickly down, draws a foul, gets the basket, and one. LaMuno is, you summed it up so succinctly. They're playing with urgency tonight. I haven't seen the Raptors play with this much confidence and this sense of urgency in several years.
Well, they're being allowed to throw the ball up and down the floor quicker than Brentwood. They're not, Centino's not getting back as quick as Brentwood did. But, I mean, hey, hats off. They've done some good scouting. That's for dadgum sure.
Yeah, Patrick Whitlock's doing a little housekeeping over here to get some sweat off the floor.
Somebody's warm-ups aren't going to be so lovely to put on after halftime, that's for sure.
I don't think I want to put those back. Coach, put those back on. But you hadn't been in the game, yet, but you wiped the floor, my one.
Come on, Coach.
Hear that squeaking? They're out there cleaning the floor.
Nobody needs a towel when you got the bottom of the shoe.
I mean, the bottom of the shoe's the best thing. Get that dust off your shoe anyway. Nothing worse than an old dusty shoe that dusty floor and you can't get traction on. All right, going to the line. LaMuno.
There you go.
He's made three of the last four.
He's warming up from the line now.
34-15 to Cougars. Just not off to their good start tonight.
I didn't see this.
Me neither.
Shoot that ball. There you go.
Whoa. Nelson rebound. Face it.
Good pass.
Kicked it back in to his teammate, 15. That's Westmoreland for the basket. Good cleanup there with their halfway. 34-17. Under 20, right at 24 seconds. Miles Pollard right at the three-point stretch and timeline. Drive. 13 seconds left. Raptors moving. Drives to the right is Pollard. He's picked up by Garrett. Down to 8 seconds. A lot of double teaming. LaMuno gets it back. Andrews can't get the shot off to LaMuno. Almost drilled it from 29 feet. And our score at halftime, Ravenwood 34, Centennial 17. Garth Gibson totals. And then we've got our special guest coming this way. I think he is, if he remembers.
All right, at the half, Ravenwood Raptors lead the Centennial Cougars 34-17. Matt Williams for Ravenwood with 7. Miles Pollard with 2. Lee Millette with 1. Nick Dang with 2. Andrew LaMuno with 7. Ben Bonga with 2. Jake Mulder with 10. And Owen Grismore with 3. 34 points for Ravenwood Raptors at the half. The Centennial Cougars, Trayvon Barberry with 3, Patrick Garrett with 3, Luke Westmoreland with 2, Lincoln Aholt with 2, Matthew Joyner with 2, Matthew Busson with 5. Your Cougars have 17 at the half, storming. Both teams scored 10 points in the second quarter. So let's look to see what they can do to change that in the third quarter.
Okay, if you're, we've got our special guest coming this way. It's Coach Matt Christen, the athletic director here at Centennial. And here he comes. Appreciate them hosting us tonight. Coach Christen and I always have a good time, and we'll get him over. He's right now. He's out there with his beautiful daughter and Griffin, his son. And here he comes now, the bearded wonder himself. He's a twin. And they have a lot of fun, he and his brother's coach over Riverdale. And the athletic director himself has entered the building. Coach Christy, good to see you.
Good to see you. How you doing?
Man, I tell you what, I couldn't be much better. It's good to always be back at the Cougar Den. Now, I got about 3 questions. You know, my brain's not much bigger than that.
Did you enjoy your steak that we had over here for you?
What steak?
We had steak and potato.
Where? When?
Had you iced tea? How was it?
I can't have iced tea. My wife would shoot me.
Okay.
I can't have it. I wish I had a steak. But I'll get one next time. How's that?
Sounds good.
All right. The question tonight is, how has your life as an athletic director changed in the last 10 months? And remember, we only have 7 minutes.
Man.
I could talk hours.
Well, let's go. Let's use both of them. I got two other questions.
You know, it's busy as you look around here at night. You know, you don't see many fans, and it's a little disappointing for the kids and in the community.
Yeah.
You know, anytime you play a county team, it's always huge, especially for the student section and cheerleaders and dance team. You know, being out here supporting these guys, it's a in Williamson County, the atmosphere is always great. No matter what sport it is.
It's the best.
You know. But, you know, dealing with, you know, taking temperatures, limited tickets, been at football, basketball, it's all our sports this year, you know, and just fighting and battle that and kids getting sick and teams having quarantine and things like that. But kids have been resilient in all sports, and I think everybody in this county really, really has the youth. They've done a great job. They just want to get out here and compete and have fun, and it's good to see that.
It really is. I'll tell you, I guess the word would be adapt.
Yes. Yes, they have, and you've seen it now, you know, even with us doing workouts and stuff, the kids know before they go, they got to get the temperature taken. The kids come to basketball practice. If we're remote, they know we've got to get temperature taken. We've got to go through certain procedures before that we can actually start practicing and doing some things. So.
Would the word administrative logistic nightmare come to?
Oh, yes, yes.
Do you lay awake at night going, how in the Sam Hill did we get into this?
Yeah, the first couple months and even dealing with, you know, trying to be an AD / also trying to coach football was pretty tough and difficult at times. But, you know, just getting out there and being able to practice and seeing the kids having fun and smiling, that's what made it all worthwhile.
That is so true. I think you've got a great hire in Jeremy Moore. He's unfortunately you've had to deal with not a lot of congruency at the coaching level over the past, well, I don't know how many years. I can't remember.
Well, I've been here 5 years, and I believe this is I won't say the fourth coach that I've worked with. You know, I can't say enough great things about Jeremy Moore. You know, not to make excuses for him, but comes in here late. Comes in here during all this COVID, and you know, with first couple of weeks of practice, he had to get quarantined for 2 weeks, so he really didn't get to see his team and really get adjusted to the kids. And then when he gets back on that Monday, he has a game Tuesday against Riverdale. He just played well and then won. But
yeah, who scheduled that?
Yeah,
thanks a lot.
And so, you know, he's just now learning his team and they're learning him and his style. And, you know, I keep telling him, just keep staying positive.
Yeah.
Keep doing what you're doing. You know, when turning times, you know, I feel like, you know, he may surprise some folks.
Oh, I guarantee it. We watched him years back. I can remember when he coached at Independence back in 2012. I saw one of his former players, Cam Miller. I saw it out there and I went, wait a minute, Cam Miller?
Yes, yes.
I mean, I remember he was kind of an unheralded. If you saw 15 guys on the floor and you had to pick your team, he would have been like number 13. I mean, I'm just
yeah,
watching him.
Yeah.
And then you get on the floor and you went, oh, I messed up. I should have picked him. I mean, he could play. I mean, kid played out of his mind.
Yeah, he does a great job for Coach Moore. You know, we're glad we have him over here with us, you know. You know, and again, that says a lot about Coach Moore and his coaching abilities and what the culture he builds with the team when former players want to come and coach with you.
Yeah,
that says a lot about you.
That really does. That really does. Hey, I've got a tooth. I've got a tooth, a horn. If you got yesterday's Williamson Herald, there's a young man here from Centennial.
Yes, Patrick. Patrick does a great job. You know, he's got a bright future in wrestling. We expect to see him, you know, February, early March in that state tournament doing some great things for us.
And wait a minute, I've got to ask the most important question. He's going to play football. Please tell me he's going to play football.
Which we're working on. So.
I mean, come on, the kid has only got 1 year experience, and he's already winning tournaments. He's the Gateway Player of the Week. He went and won a tournament with some major, major squads. I'm not just in our county, but I'm talking about statewide. And the kid's, well, I know, 195, 996.
Yes.
He's got to play a middle linebacker or nose tackle or tight end or something. I mean,
I got Coach Pelkey and one of our assistant football coaches works with him. So they're working on him for us. So hopefully we can get him out.
Well, speaking of that, how's it working? I came in the back door tonight. The door's open. I said, I'm just going to slide in here if you don't mind. And I always appreciate the hospitality. No, I didn't get my steak and baked potato. I wish I did.
I think somebody up here ate it. I'm sorry.
My bride's out of town, and I I'm eating like a bachelor this week, which is fine. But I came in and I walked by the weight room and I heard the beautiful sound of weights clanking.
Yes. Yes, we got this is probably, since I've been here, we got a lot of kids playing multiple sports, which I think is a good thing. You know, we the past 2 years we've had some really athletic and good freshman classes, and so getting those young guys in the weight room. We also get mine and Coach Moore's relationship's great, working with the football kids. You know, the ones that are JV and freshmen, we let them lift during the school day, lifting during their study halls when they don't have classes and things to work on. So I think the future's bright over here in a lot of sports here at Centennial, not only in basketball, football. You know, you got Coach Baughman here still. Manhandling baseball, you know, he's over sitting in the corner causing problems. I don't see.
Wait a minute.
Oh, he's hiding somewhere now.
Did he get his? Where's his walker? I mean, he's almost as old as I am.
Yeah, I think this school should be named as Rob Baughman High School. You know,
I can remember he coached over at Freedom Middle when my son, who was 36, was on the team, and Matthew's kind of like his daddy is. Big in heart, long and short on talent.
Well, I hope you gave him a hard time the years he was coaching.
No, I kept quiet. I just said, I said, just please put him in. Let him get his uniform dirty.
That's not good. I wish you complained every day and made him miserable.
No, I wouldn't do that. That's not me. I loved it. I will goad you a little bit, but I like to edify in the long run. Well, listen, first of all, thank you for having us. Perfect setup tonight. I know I bugged you half to death about this, but we're not sure how the parameters are with what we can do, but every school so far has went, hey, man, love having you. You know why? Very few people here at home listening on the radio.
Correct. Listeners, I just want to apologize for you having listened to Stormy tonight. I know it's probably been a little bit difficult, but if you got any questions, just shoot me an email.
All I can say is if you have insomnia, you tune in within 5 minutes. I got you snoring and drooling. Matt, always good to see you, man. You're my friend, my brother. That's Coach Matt Kreischke. He is the athletic director here at Centennial. Well, we are about to sneak into the second half action. The Cougars need a little Rocky. The music's coming on, and the Cougars need a little Rocky comeback right now. Trailing 34-17. Raptors tonight in their black travel uniforms with red numerals, red trim, and gold trim. The good guys are wearing white tonight. That's the Cougars, and they have the white uniforms with the Carolina blue and navy blue trim. Right now, the Raptors are taking the ball out. They go from left to right on your radio dial in black tonight. Inside the mold, who's had a big first half, and he bounced it off his foot since I said it. Baseline drive. Mulder back down the wing, throws a pass, and Williams, and it was tipped. Centennial faithful going, where was it? But I think there was a tip on it. Boulder drives, kicks it back out. Goes up. Oh, nice defense that time. Westmoreland did not this time. Here comes Barbary down the line, down the right wing. And Patrick Garrett just is C-O-L-D, capital C-O-L-D, cold. Barbary on the blocking. Good move inside that time. The Raptors playing with that sense of urgency. Lee Mouette on the drive. Also a pretty good football player in his own right. 6'3", he's a junior. Will Hester will be glad to have him back as wide receiver. To the line is Mouette, 34-17. Gadget. Ross, what does Centennial need to do? I mean, obviously, play tougher defense, turnovers leads to points.
First thing they've got to do is get back. On defense, they're sluggish getting back, for one. Second thing is run some sets or something or other to be able to get some easy buckets because they're running a five-out motion and they're not getting anything out of it.
Well, that makes the second one up 36-17. Shout-out to my bride, Jill. She's in Graham, Washington. Petra and Cassie are listening with her. I think they're playing. They're getting dinner ready out there. It's 4. Let's see what time it will be out there. Do-do-do-do-do. It's 4:46 that time. Foul's going to be called this time on the Cougars. That'll be on number 3. That's Malachi Pointers, a junior, 5'10". Real quick. Good-looking basketball player. Coach Jeremy Moore will get these young men going.
Yeah, I mean, it's they haven't had a lot of time with him, I mean, with due to COVID.
Four practices where all the team was together before they started the season.
Well, there's a problem.
There's a sign. No summer, four practices only. That pretty much says, well, we're getting to know you as we go along. His way went across the timeline. Dane double team. Nice move to Boulder on the drive. He is blocked on the back. Lincoln A-hole goes up to sophomore. Gets the block, but gets the body on him also. How many is that on A-hole? Is that his third or second?
Second.
Okay.
That's what I have him down.
Boulder has how many points now?
10.
They got 11. Matthew Joyner, big kid coming in, about 6'3", probably weighs in about 220, 225. He's going to give A-Holt a break. Well, to make them both. He's having kind of a gateway tire player of the week kind of moment there, Garth.
He'd be a good candidate from what I'm seeing.
You don't need any of my suggestions, but I thought I'd throw that one out there for you.
You're right. I don't need your suggestions, but that's okay.
I was waiting for that one. I had sit down Matt Kreisky for 8 minutes. Now I got you back. I tell you what, my life just continues. Here we go. Garrett drives in. What a move to get inside. He can't get it to go. Young man struggling just to get a shot off. Quick pass to Williams.
Swing it.
Marlette spin. Oh, good move. Wow. Wow. I can say it backwards. Wow.
All speed right there.
Lee Mollett planted and did a reverse spin, goes off the glass, 40-17. I never dreamed it would have been there. Garrett,
his radar's way off.
And Bussey makes a nice steal and gets called for traveling. Couldn't get his pivot foot planted. Right now, Patrick Garrett is probably having the worst shooting night I've ever seen in the 4 years he's played.
Well, it's not coming natural. It doesn't have a good flow to it at all. He's pressing his shot. Now he's just looking.
Oh, good pass. Nick Dang with the assist, 42-17. We did not see this coming.
No, honestly, I didn't see it, Stormy. Mulder's having a huge game.
Here come the Cougars. Patrick Garrett, you're trying to work it inside. Joiner out front. Good pass on the baseline. This morning, DeJoyner goes up, head fake, and draws a foul. Mulder finally banged him pretty good. Joyner got position that time, Garth.
Yeah, he did. It was a good pass, too.
I think the Cougars just got to work something to work inside. Their outside shooting is like the weather outside. It is cold. 22, J.P. Pollard coming in, junior, 5'10", junior. He's coming in for Westmoreland. Joyner's to the line. Kid plays football and basketball. Good soft touch. 42-18, 5:16 to go, third quarter. Only boys action tonight. Next week we will be on a nice steal, busting on the steal in good anticipation. Kid's got one. He's like a gym rat. He just knows where to be. Garrett has threw a bomb up from about 29 foot, got back rim again. Wow, dang, drives, slides, slices, dices, cuts it off the glass, scores, and draws the foul. Matthew Bussing on the foul. Dang, drops it in. Patrick's going to get a lot of kids some playing time tonight. 45-18, 4:52 to go, Garth. Unexplainable. One of those nights you learn, the Centennial will be getting a lot of learning from this. Good soft move, spin, went in and came out. Cougars can't buy one. Pointer on the drive, couldn't get it to go. Look, Lamuno short. Bussing on the rebound. Bussing, that's his fourth rebound. Goss, he's only 5'10".
Good move. Good
Euro step. Boom, a beautiful move. Garrett goes right, left, right, bang, off the glass, scores. 45-20. Lee Moet down the right wing in front of Coach Whitlock. Drives. Oh, man. Off the glass. Reverse. Use the goal as a almost as a help him block. Scores. We're getting the benches are emptying right now for the Raptors. Boulder on the steal. Try to get into the joiner for the Cougars on the baseline. 3:45 to go. Busting. Oh, good pass.
Oh, he should have been ready to go up with it.
Uh-oh. Noah Clifford going in. Bonga going in. Trevor Andrews going in. Looks like a linebacker, a quarterback, and a nose guard for the Raptors. Will Hester is the cupboard is not there.
He needs to be getting Clifford on in the weight room and get him ready for next football season.
Yeah, he's only 6'5", 260 right now. And he runs like a Degum guard. Pollard on the jumper. Off the glass. Pollard goes, I should have been playing the whole time. Old-fashioned little jumper from the 15-foot range. Goff, use the glass. That's what that backboard's up there for. Inside to Clifford. Spin up. Off the glass. Beautiful spin move. Got a big grin on his face. 49-22. They're putting on a clinic tonight.
Coach Elrod told me when he moved here, he had never played football.
Yeah.
And they put him out there, and by the end of the season, he was playing every down.
Yeah.
That's how athletic he is.
Well, I'll tell you what, he comes here, and he's got a – he's like he's died and gone to heaven because he's in basketball heaven and football heaven, Middle Tennessee. 2:52 to go, 49-22. Cougars get the ball inbounds.
Well, he's going to be benched here early because he's got three fouls, so he better watch it and stay out of trouble. Ooh, there's a shot.
Pollard back to back, Jack. That was from the corner.
I told you when they were warming up that kid was a player.
Yes, you did. Why get him in this late? Should have had him in earlier. Well, Millett goes up and over. Millett's kind of showing his want to that time. Drives in the paint. Little skyhook, almost Magic Johnson skyhook on that one. 51-25 to 2:22 mark, third quarter. Cougars, Coach Jeremy Moore said yesterday in Coach's Corner, they'd be trying a lot of different lineups, crashing the board, several Cougars hitting the floor. Clifford comes up with it on the fast break.
Oh, look at that. Oh.
And they called 44. He's grinning. He's got the biggest. He runs over. He like a bowling ball knocking over about three Cougars, and he got his fourth foul. And he's grinning like, come on, man. Really? He's having a ball. Look at that smile.
One more, and he's going to be having a ball on the bench.
Well, that's all right. He'll
foul out.
That's all right. He got his shot in. He's having fun. Cougars driving in, kicks it out front to Pollard. He's hit his last two shots. Pointer on the drive. Soft floater. Kicks it back out. Garrett.
Nope.
Man.
Boy, his radar gun.
It's turned off.
Calibration bad.
Foul this time. Well, I could have called walking on ball. Get a little out of control. 1:28 to go. 51-25. Cougars not there tonight. We will be, I haven't heard back, confirmation, but our plans are to be at Franklin next week. First time at Franklin. And guess who we've got with them?
Ravenwood or Brentwood?
Ravenwood.
Hey, I told you guys to wake up.
There you go. Coach Whitlock, get a little intense over there, only up 51-25. Always coaching.
Can't stop coaches.
I agree. Cougars hit the ball inbounds on the left wing. 11-26. Nelson out front gets it to Patrick Garrett. He averages actually 16, 17 points a ball game, but just I think he's only got three tonight.
Five,
okay. That's why he didn't score. Three in the first half. Pollard again. Missed that one. Clifford gets a rebound quickly down court to Millett down the left wing. Millett looks up looking for somebody to get it into. Trevor Andrews spins. Oh, under a pass. What a pass. The ball on the baseline.
Good cut, too.
Good intuitive action. Bongo running the baseline, underhanded look. He looked one way, underhanded the other way. Beautiful pass by Andrews. That football ball fake sure paid off. Eric King gets the goal. Rebound, Nick Dang. Here they come again. The Raptors cross the timeline to Bongo down the right wing. He's in the paint, kicks it back out. Andrews on the drive. Smart pass. Gives it up in the corner. Soft floater. No good. Rebound.
And foul by Dang.
He said, dang it.
I dang. Wondered when that was coming.
Yeah, I only did it once. No. He's a heck of a soccer player, too. Is he still, I guess he's still playing.
I'm sure he is.
I mean, all state, I guess he's still too. Okay, Burnett was going to check in. They won't let him.
Not so fast.
I don't know what difference it makes when it's 53-25. The referee won't let you in with 9 seconds to go in the third quarter. But that's a ref. 6 seconds. Patrick Garrett, spin move, step back three. Boy, bless his heart. He is having – well, the good news is he's having the worst night of his life, and he's going to get it over with here soon. 8 minutes to go, 53-25. Bud, let's take 1 minute. 1 minute for sports here on AM 950.
So you're listening to today's game, and you don't have a shirt, hat, or a tumbler with the team logo? Call Tom A. Productions. That's right. Tom A. Productions has all kinds of products just waiting for your logo. For over 20 years, Tom A. Productions has been working with customers all over the Southeast to help promote their company, church, or favorite team. Call 615-309-8089 or visit tomaproductions.com and let Tom A. Productions put your logo on just about anything.
Williamson Medical Center has been a pillar of our region for over 60 years with an impressive tradition and commitment to not only providing exceptional health care services to hundreds of thousands of patients, but also an overall dedication to the well-being of our community. From life-saving emergency care to advanced robotic surgery, put your health in the hands of experts. Williamson Medical Center, trusted for expertise, chosen for care. Learn more at WilliamsonMedicalCenter.org.
We are back. 8 minutes to go. It has not been the Cougars' night. 53-25. Raptors been all Raptors. They see a whole new starting lineup in there for the Cougars. Jeremy Moore had 4 practices before the first game. So as a new coach, that's tough on any scenario. They're getting their act together. Pollard's out front. He came in and had 5 points real quick. Burnett, sophomore. Transferred in. And the left wing, good pass inside. Spin move, soft floater, no good. Noah Clifford on the defense for the Raptors. Here comes Andrews, the quarterback. Oh, Raven Woods.
A foul?
Yes, it was. Trevor Andrews.
Shooting free throws.
Yep. We've enjoyed watching Trevor Andrews for how many years now? He played as a freshman, sophomore. Just one of those kids that just plays hard all the time.
Connor English into the game tonight. Yeah. He was out the other night.
Yeah, he's been hurt, and they're getting him back in slowly. He's one of the scorers averaging 8 points a game. Good spin move. Kicks it back out to
Whoa, Clifford.
For 3, they don't get it. English gets a rebound. Kicks it out. Griffmore, goodness gracious. Owen Griffmore, 6'2 senior. He's got at least 8.
Six.
I knew he had 2 threes. I thought he had a long one, too. Nelson for 3. Good shot from downtown for the Cougars. 56-28.
Makes you wonder where that's been all night.
Well, I don't think he's really taking a shot, to be honest with you. Goes into Andrews.
Oh, and he draws a foul.
He had the mismatch. He had a smaller guard on him, got to the paint, went up, faked, head faked, drew the foul, scored the bucket, make it 58-28 with 6:34 to go. Really nice athletic move by the quarterback. Nelson's coming out after that long three-pointer. Several new Cougars on the floor. We'll try to keep up with them. 21 is Devon Reed, Jr. Also, Bayberry is back in. Also, number 12 is in. Cody Maddox, Jr. A lot of youth on the floor tonight for Coach Jeremy Moore. And Andrews misses the free throw. Going the other way to 6:30 mark. 30-point differential.
Got saved by a foul.
It sure was. Sure wasn't a mugging. Miles Pollard on the mugging. He tackled him. That's his second. He's trying to impress Coach Hester with his hard hits already. He's seen the films. He's not worried. Cougars get the ball out top key, left wing, driving. Burnett blocked. Pollard on the block. Pollard just goes up. Kid's got limp. Wingspan. This kid's got, I can't remember, there's 12 or 13 D1 schools offering him scholarships, one being Oklahoma, Florida State, that caliber as a junior. Not too shabby, girl.
Yeah, he's definitely got the athletic body to be able to play at the D1 level. There's no doubt about that.
Yes, sir. Dills comes in for number 21, senior for the Raptors. Clearing the bench, soft floater, triggers. Drawing the foul will be number 12, and guess who fouled out? Let's see.
Nope.
No, he was got a reprieve.
You got one of the numbers correct.
14 to the 44.
We got a new player in the game here.
We do. Is that
number 12?
Yes, we do.
And
rimmed
it
out. Maddox rimmed it out.
What's his name?
That would be number 12, Cody Maddox, Jr., 5'10". Awfully quiet in here tonight. Smallest crowd I've ever seen. It's almost eerie. But they're just limiting. One of the Centennial fans over already asleep. Look.
I can understand that.
58-28. Look at somebody going to wake him up. I don't want him staying there all night. Clifford out front. Good pass. Touch pass. In. Can't get it to go. 21 on the shots. Dills couldn't get it to go. Rebound. Cougars said to come the other way. Barbary downtown. That's three. 58-31. Trayvon Barbary for three. He's got
six.
There you go. Good-looking kid. Dills mishandles it. Picked up by Busting. The other way. Come the Cougars again. Burnett gets you down inside the paint. Backdoor cut. Oh, beautiful pass. Almost blocked. Clifford comes up and I think there'll be about a 5.6 on the Richter scale when he hit the hit the backboard. It did move considerably, would you say?
Oh, yeah.
Dills gets it up. Shot from the corner. No good. Barbary quickly across the timeline for the Cougars down the right wing to 450 mark. Good pass. Inside drive. Chase Thomas, senior, 6'3 on the basket. Good-looking kid out there. I bet Coach Krosky wishes he had about 2 years left in his eligibility. He will make a very, very good-looking middle linebacker. Dills gets it in the paint. Spin. Can't get it to go. Trying to get Dills on the board here. Here comes Maddox across the timeline for the Cougars down the left wing. He's going to take it all the way and scores. Maddox, nice basket. Slice and dice. Cody Maddox, the junior, number 12. Cougars still full court pressing.
Oh, that's a foul.
Barbary taking on a, I would say almost his, look like, they would almost look like brothers if the hair was a little. His hair's a little longer.
Yeah. Yeah.
About the same height, length.
Miles Pollard's got a little more muscle to him, though.
Yeah, he does.
He's got the eye candy for playing at that next level.
Lord.
Muscular, quick. Yeah, he's
not afraid to hit. Kevin Reedy is ready.
He just shot a brick.
Is it Reedy or Ready?
I would say ready.
Well, he's ready. He's about to go in. Shot from the corner. Downtown is good.
Who is that?
Number 21 for the Cougars. 21.
I don't have him on my list.
Devon Reed. He wants some playing time. He's trying to earn some playing time. 50 got him when they were down 30. Oh, nice shot from the corner.
Who is that?
Number 3, Cameron Pat. Downtown. That was good. 3 points. Lighting it up now. Rebound no good. Clifford on the pass. He gets the outlet pass. And we've got Burnett on the foul. Patrick Whitlock looking sharp tonight. He's James Davis suit from Memphis.
Man, we got so many players going in. I don't have them all down. I didn't expect this score.
I didn't either. 61-38, 3:35 to go. Well, this is almost be a ball game. The coaches say, Mitchell.
You ready to go in?
He said, no, fix more Gatorade. What I would have heard. Yes, sir. Back rim, no good.
Pollard needs to work on his free throws.
He needs to work on his loose hips playing defensive back. He ain't going to play in college. Basketball, that is. Second free throw on the way. God, mate,
got it. See, you listen to me.
There you go. I didn't hear you give me any instructions. You said he was.
I just said he needs to work on it. That's all you got to do.
That's concentrate. That's all it takes. Good cross court pass to Maddox. Maddox drives, kicks it up. Oh, it's almost stolen. Almost intercepted. Maddox on left wing. Way out front. Ball is tipped away. Guess who stole it? That's right. Pollard. Pollard comes back with the ball. And Maddox going to draw the foul. That's right. They're playing hard. 62-38 with 3:12 to go. Did we get number 3's name? Yeah, Cameron Pat, Jr., 6'2 junior.
Pollard back at the line again.
Let's see if you, let's see your instructions help, Gar. He's got his toes on the line.
He's going to miss this one.
Oh, man, see? Nothing but.
See, I said he was going to miss it. He made it. Maybe I need to say that all the time.
Nothing but cotton. Boy, that was a pretty shot. 63-38. Second one on the way is rattled in and out. Ball's loose on the floor, picked up by Nelson. Hands off to Maddox. Here comes across the timeline quickly.
Ball flag.
Nobody came to the ball. He's looking around. Good ball movement to Nelson down the left wing. We cross court pass to Maddox. 2:50 to go. Drives in the paint. Saw floater. No good. Ready on the rebound. Across the timeline is Dill. Automatic pulls it back out front. 3, Pat. Pac-Man didn't make it. Here come the Cougars again. Calls timeout at the 2:30 mark, trailing 63-38. And they're going to call. Ready for pushing off. Got his name in the book. 50's going the line for Centennial. That is Matthew Coke, Carson Coke. Carson Coke, senior, 6'2". Harrison Amos, he's been injured. He's back. Good to see him back on the floor tonight. To the line is Cokes. And back rim, no good. Rebound. Pack. Pulls it out of the air. Gets it to Pollard. Pollard picked up by Maddox. Maddox having a little cat and mouse out front there. Maddox playing some good defense. Pollard loses control. Picked up by Nelson. Here comes Maddox the other way. Left-handed, nice move, Garth. Up and under. Gets the steal. Gets the basket. Under 2 minutes. 63-40. Next week, we'll be at Franklin.
Be a good matchup between Ravenwood and Franklin.
Yeah, it'll be a fun one. Pack on the drive, off the glass. He smiles as he scores.
He's got the game now.
Sure does. A lot of players for Ravenwood tonight coming in showing their prowess. Shot from the corner, no good. Nelson on the hustle, and he can't get it to come down as he draws a foul. Let's see. Referee's looking there. Who's he going to pick on? He's
Pollard.
Miles Pollard, the junior.
I got him down for 4, but he said 3, so.
Good enough.
At this point of the ball game, it doesn't really matter.
No, sir. Nelson to the line. Joe Nelson is, he's just a junior, 6-foot, good-looking kid. Makes the first one. quietest I've ever seen in this gym.
I know it.
It's almost eerie. High in the bucket. Cougars continue to play Mays on both. Well, as Jill would say, Cougars been on the struggle bus tonight. Oh, look at that. Nelson's still playing. Got the left hand in. Got the steal. Nelson out there going, you know what? I'm going to have to wash this uniform anyway. Might as well get hot and sweaty.
Good hustle.
Yes, sir. Good steal. Good defensive effort. Get the ball inbound. Still trailing, obviously, 65-42, but Cougars not quitting. 24 is in for the Cougars. That is, tell me 24's name, Gar.
Rithwick? Narayandas?
Rithwick Narayandas. Very good.
Is he out there?
He's out there. Number 24 in the left wing. Back kicks it out of bounds. With a disgusted look on his face. Rithwick is out there. I'm not sure. And the officials are getting rather vociferous on the calls here with a minute three to go. 63 seconds to go. I guess they get paid by the commission. On the line's number 50, Carson Cokes. He's a senior. Both teams have 10 fouls. Two free throws. First one, no good. Rothy backed away from the line. I think you should put on a free throw shooting clinic.
Well, you know, I've watched my boys shoot enough of them, that's for sure.
Left the boat. Hit one long, one short. Pack on the rebound. Pulls it down. We're under a minute. 65-42. Pollard out front. Looking down the wing for Pack for three. Front rim, no good. Pack saves his rebound. No, Reddy knocks it out. Just an off night for the Cougars. Just an off night. Wasn't there a night?
No, they started out slow and never made any progression.
And got slower. Baseline drive, kicks it out Maddox to Nelson down the left wing. Is number 21. That's Devon Reed. I should have called his name quicker. Buzzing and a ball stolen. Nice play, Dill, on the steal. 29 seconds. Players.
Oh, that's a foul.
Oh, Joe Nelson goes after him. Pretty good tackle right here at the midcourt line.
That didn't feel good.
No, that didn't. We could use that on the film for how to tackle next fall for the Centennial Cougars. Joe Nelson knocked him clear out of bounds, almost upset the scores table over. 26 seconds, 26.2 a marathon left. Back rim, no good. Cross him with shooting rest, and that's Dills, Mr. Preacher. You going to the farm tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm planning on it right now. It'll be awful cold, though.
Certainly is. Them cows don't know the difference, do they?
No, they don't.
Missed a free throw.
Got a bunch of calves being born right now.
Oh, that's a good point. There's money in the bank there, son.
Yep.
Maddox, good pass inside. Kick it back out. Good cross-court pass to Nelson. They should have taken the shot. Pollard's cut him off 9 seconds. Maddox going to take thought about the three cross-court. Gets it to Burnett. Left-handed, no good. Rebound pack, 3-2-1. Ross, that's it. 65-42. Cougars on the struggle bus all night tonight. The Raptors cleared the bench, and they had a big, big win. Kind of surprised. Centennial started out slow and, unfortunately, even went slower.
Yeah, give me just a second here, and I'll have these totals tallied up for you.
No, take your time. You know what I like seeing here? A lot of Cougars walk off this, not Cougars, a lot of Raptors walk off the floor tonight, soaking wet, sweating. Means you got a lot of people playing time. Mulder had a good night. Millett had a good night. Andrews had a good night. Should we go down the line? Williams had a good night. Pollard had a good night. Nick Dang had a good night. Lamuno had a good night. I think there's a Bonga had a good night. Connor English scored. Noah Clifford had a good night. Kevin Reddy got to play. Bottom line is, the Cougars stepped up in every facet of the ball game tonight and absolutely dominated Centennial in ways that I didn't even imagine. So,
who's your player of the game?
How? You didn't get me think about that. I'm going Mulder.
All right. Good choice. Mulder led the way tonight for Ravenwood Raptors, who come up victorious 65-42 with 14 points and didn't play the entire fourth quarter, so he had a really good night.
Yeah, he did.
Matt Williams with 7, Miles Pollard with 4, Lee Millett with 9, Nick Dane with 5, Andrew Lamuno with 7, Trevor Andrews with 2, Ben Bonga with 4, as I said, Jake Mulder with 14, Noah Clifford very silent tonight with 2, but with 4 fouls.
But a lot of defense.
Oh, yeah. Owen, and a lot of smiles. Yeah. Owen Grismore with 6, and Cameron Pack with 5. For the Centennial Cougars, Travon Barberry with 6, Patrick Garrett with 5, Westmoreland with 2, Luke Westmoreland with 2, Lincoln Aholt with 2, Joe Nelson with 5, J.P. Pollard with 5, Matthew Joyner with 3, Matthew Busting with 5, Chase Thomas with 2, Cody Maddox with 4, and Devon Reed with 3. 65-42, Ravenwood Raptors come out victorious. Stormy, off to Franklin we go next Friday night.
That's where we will be. Jay Johnson and his Lady Admirals will be taking on Lexi Erickson as captain of the Ravenwood Raptors. Andrew James is the coach. And other night for Franklin, I just went blank. Katie Holmes, a girl. She scored 42 points against Dixon County.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she had a big game. Kate O'Neill
had she had 42 points. And A.C. Milam, who we remember from last year from Dixon County, had 49. Had 20 in the fourth quarter.
Earlier, I was looking at Twitter, and Summit was up big on Dixon County. Girls.
Really?
Yep.
Coach John Wild is getting his Lady Spartans with Ellie Colson, also the Gateway Tie Player of the Week, getting them playing some pretty fanatic basketball down there. Well, we're going to wrap it up. We'll be at Franklin next week as the Raptors take on the Admirals. And tip off at 6 p.m., 7:30 for the boys. And, Garth, good to see you tonight. Safe travel
yes,
to Menville. Say hello to the new Cavs. And good night. And that's
money in the bank.
True. All right. Good night, everybody. Appreciate y'all tuning in here on AM 950. As you remember, Bud Sugg did a great job, but y'all stay tuned. Next Friday night, we'll be back on there with the WAKM Game of the Week. Good night, everybody. Good night. God bless.